News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we are joined by the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill. Minister, you brought a memo to Cabinet yesterday regarding the situation for urgent and emergency care this month. What did you recommend in relation to alleviating trolley numbers?
I brought this memo because of my real concern about the spike in trolley numbers over the weekend period, and specifically the bank holiday, the February bank holiday weekend period, where trolley numbers went from 253 on the Saturday morning to 617 on the Tuesday morning after the bank holiday day period. And I was deeply alarmed at this, and I asked for an immediate analysis of the circumstances behind that. Now, what we understand is that over weekend periods, or where consultants and senior decision makers are not on site, the admissions go up because you have more junior doctors making slightly more conservative decisions to admit people who consultants might not admit. But also discharges go down, so you don't have people moving out of the hospital who are well enough to go home. And so I tracked the admissions and the discharges in every single hospital with an emergency department in Ireland, in 29 hospitals, and I found that there was 1,000 more people admitted than discharged. Now, that creates a backup. It's a bit like being in an airport without any airplanes leaving, to be very facetious about it. It creates a backup, and we simply have to have consultants and senior decision makers rostered at the weekend. I also got an analysis from about a third of the hospitals to see, well, what proportion of consultants were rostered. And of those, it was clear to me very quickly that about 10% of consultants in each of those hospitals was rostered. And by rostered, I mean either on site or on call. So that has prompted myself and Bernard Gloucester, the CEO of the HSE, to do a much deeper analysis into what is happening with the rotation of consultants over the weekend period. As you know, we have a new public-only consultant contract that 60% of our consultants have signed up to, which enables us to roster consultants from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Saturday. So the hospital should be as functional and as busy and capable of admitting and discharging.
So why aren't they doing that, Minister?
Well, that is what I want to get to the bottom of. And in some hospitals, it is going very well, and in others, it isn't. And there's great variance between the hospitals, both in terms of the trolley numbers and the way in which they approach the emergency department. So, for example, some hospitals like Waterford, Connolly, Mullingar, just to take some examples, take a whole of hospital responsibility for the emergency department. That means that you're as responsible for it if you're up the house, a consultant, in surgery, who has to move people on, as you are in the emergency department. And other hospitals do not take that approach. So what Bernard Gloucester is doing now over the next 2 weeks, and I will bring this back to Cabinet and publish it again, is the actual breakdown of what consultants are doing. I believe that if the application of the people on this contract should mean that you have the hospital as functional at 6 p.m. on a Saturday as, say, 2 p.m. on a Thursday, there should be outpatient clinics running on Saturdays with consultants, because you know what? It really suits parents with kids to take them to outpatient appointments at the weekend. But that is the contract that we have with 60% of consultants. And it's my, I have seen this very obvious problem, not just at the bank holiday weekend, but each weekend in the 3 weeks that I've been minister. And it is my responsibility to use all of the levers that I can to try to address and arrest this.
The SecGen of your department, Robert Watt, has been highlighting University Hospital Limerick Emergency Department, basically saying the rostering there requires urgent attention. That's a problem hospital, let's be honest about it.
That is a hospital that has persistently high trolley numbers. It is also a hospital that has been the beneficiary of significant expanded bed capacity and additional staff. So what I'm saying, though, is there is an underlying capacity issue in our health system, let's be clear, and it's my responsibility to address that, both through elective hospitals, surgical hubs and additional beds. But this is a spike at weekends that cannot be explained by infrastructure and can be explained and addressed, at least in large part, by the maximising the use of the public-only contract that we have, and making sure that not just consultants, but the senior decision makers around them and the supporting staff are there to enable them. Like, let's be quite clear, consultants are hugely committed public servants who are there caring for the public on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
I've had this conversation with some of them already in the Royal College of Surgeons of Ireland. You know, they want to be there, they want to work, and it's up to me now as minister to use the tools that I have within Cabinet to gather the data and correct what I think is a considerable drift here and has to be addressed over the coming bank holidays. You know, we've got St. Patrick's Day, we've got Easter, we've got two bank holidays in May and June, and I cannot have patients and patient safety being risked or impacted by a failure to get on top of this very, very quickly.
Final question on this. Is the health service in Ireland set up for those who work in it as opposed to those who are treated by it? Because that's what it looks like when you see those numbers about who's rostered at weekends.
You know, I look at the Irish health system as a new Minister for Health, and I see that we have really, really good outcomes in our health system.
I know we do. I know all that, Minister. But just will you address that central question? It seems to me that it's set up for those who work in it, not for those who are treated by it.
There is no question but that the biggest issue we have in our healthcare system is not the outcomes, but the access. So that means making sure that you can get an outpatient appointment on a Saturday, that you will be able to get a surgical procedure quickly. That a lot of that is my responsibility, making sure that we have those surgical hubs and that elective and the elective hospitals for medical staff to work. But it is also the case that hospitals, that people get sick 7 days a week and they get better 7 days a week. And we have got to use every single tool for everybody who works in our healthcare system to make sure that within hospitals and in all of the supporting our infrastructure, step down beds, etc., that people are there responding to when people get sick and when people get better. And it's my job to shine a light on where I think that isn't happening.
Okay. Can I ask you about those reports that BAM is seeking an extra 100 million euro in relation to the price on the children's hospital? Your reaction to that news?
Well, BAM have sought increased charges all the way through. I think they have figures in now of 853 million. It doesn't mean they got it. You know, the state has contested all of those claims. And, you know, of the figure that they sought for any changes, it's been at 48 million out of 853 million sought. So, you know, their style has been to put in further and further claims. That doesn't mean that the state is paying it. And we will continue to contest those claims. But what I am really focused on over this period now is to make sure that we get our hospital with, you know, on time within the costs that have been agreed and get access to that building so that we can begin to commission it. That's
two,
so important.
Two counter views on that. Alan Kelly said yesterday he didn't think it would be open until 2027. We spoke to an expert in public procurement from DCU on the show yesterday, Paul Davies. He said he thought the final bill would be 2.4 billion euro.
Well, so number one, what we want is within budget and we want access to it. We want it open in a safe, timely way before the children of Ireland, for the sickest children in Ireland, so that they have the benefit of it. On budget, you know, I continue to track it. That is the budget that we have. We also have 360 million euros, as you know, for the commissioning phase, which is very significant and which we anticipate would take between 6 and 9 months. Those are the figures that have always been there. I'm not saying anything new. The previous minister updated the Dáil on this many times. And typically, as I look at the international evidence, it does take between 10 and 12 months to commission a hospital. That means getting into the building, putting in the machinery, putting in the labs, sure, putting in the beds, and training the staff.
Is now, Alan Kelly wrong, or will it be 2027?
I don't think that it will be 2027. I do
think
that
sure.
It will not. Well, I'm no. I mean, I'm what I do think it will be is after March 2026. And it's really important to be aware that while we think the commissioning will take 6 to 9 months, so that could be as early as December 2025, it is clinically not advised to move children or to do risky things during the winter period. I think the earliest moment is late March next year. Even if it was ready before that, it's not necessarily clinically advisable to do that. So my goal is that March, April period. But again, you know, we will do this when it's right to move the children. Like, what this involves, just for your listeners, is having the hospital discharging as many children as possible, essentially closing down the city overnight over a 7 to 10 day period and moving the very, very sickest children in Ireland from Temple Street, Crumlin and Talla safely at the right time. So a massive weather event would disrupt that.
I understand.
Example.
No, that's
my focus.
That is absolutely fair. The ongoing shortage of certain forms of hormone replacement therapy patches. Is there anything you can do to address that?
It's something that I met the Irish Pharmaceutical Union about and HRT more broadly just last week. We are all suffering with the same supply chain problems. You know, the many of the products are there at the beginning of the month, but we are struggling within the same European system for access to medicines. But I'm aware of the impact on individuals, on women, obviously in particular.
OK, we'll leave it there. Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll-McNeill, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.